Good afternoon, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon video for Saturday, August 18th. Those of you who are following at home, doing your own decodes, you can find Q posts on QAnon.app. For those who want to get Q alerts on mobile devices, there is Q drops and Q alerts that are available in the Play Store. My theme for this video is nothing to see here. On the 14th, Q posted the links to two videos and said, "We stand together." If you haven't seen these videos, worth watching. Can't include them in the video because I don't want to get copyright strikes on this channel. Q posted this. It's a link to an article about a woman who was arrested in that compound in New Mexico where they were teaching kids to shoot teachers and police. And Q said, "Sick and disgusting." Judge Sarah Backus, right? She set bail for the suspects at $20,000 each, which is pretty low considering the nature of the crimes. The media insists that false flag school shootings are just conspiracy theories. Yet here we have evidence of people training children to shoot teachers and law enforcement. Nothing to see here. Q posted this on the 14th. It's a link to an article about a Pennsylvania grand jury that found more than 1,000 children had been molested by priests over many decades. I think this goes back to the 1950s. And Q asked, "Is House of God only the beginning? Those you are taught to trust the most. Expect many, many, many similar reports to surface from around the world. It goes a lot deeper. Connected. The choice to know will be yours, Q." This is the link that Q posted. It's about the grand jury investigation. This is a link to a full grand jury report if you're interested in reading that. It's on philly.com. Also on philly.com, this link is to an article that has a report from each of the dioceses that was involved in the grand jury investigation. So philly.com has a lot of information if you're interested in looking into that. This is also on philly.com. It is a tragic story about one man who was abused by priests and ended up committing suicide. Q posted this. It is a link to a YouTube video about child trafficking in Haiti. And the second link is to an Australian news article about the takedown of a child trafficking ring in Haiti. And this is a quote here. "Child trafficking victims who have spent their formative years servicing the carnal desires of men, often foreigners, who are 3, 4, 5, or 6 times their age. The madam tells me that many of their customers are Western humanitarian workers who have come here to help rebuild Haiti after the recent run of natural disasters." And then Q says, "The more you know." Link to the video. You can look for this on YouTube if you want. U.S. missionaries in Haiti charged with kidnapping. And a link to the article. These are the world's forgotten children. Q posted a quote from the article. "This is far from a vigilante group, and this is a group of people who took down a human trafficking ring. Leading the team is ex-Department of Homeland Security Special Agent Tim Ballard, perhaps America's foremost human trafficking expert. The problem in Haiti is an international crisis," Ballard explains. "With so many children displaced or orphaned during the recent earthquake and hurricane, recruiters move quickly to sweep these children up. And the worst part of it all is that in many cases, the clients are the foreigners who've come here to help, the NGO workers and the so-called humanitarians." Q wrote, "Pure evil. Hunters become the hunted, the more you know." The media wants us to believe that child sex trafficking rings are just conspiracy theories. Nothing to see here. In October of last year, Q posted this. "Some of the things must remain classified to the very end. North Korea is not being run by Kim Jong-un. He's an actor in the play. Who is the director? The truth would sound so outrageous, most Americans would riot, revolt, and reject, etc. The pedophile networks are being dismantled. The child abductions for satanic ritual abuse, i.e. Haiti and other third world countries, are paused, not yet terminated, until the players are in custody. We pray every single day for God's guidance and direction, and we are truly up against pure evil." On the 15th, Q posted this. It's essentially an update on the status of human trafficking operations in various countries. SA is Saudi Arabia. SA, U.S. push is Saudi Arabia working with the U.S. in these nations to shut down trafficking operations. Saudi Arabia, access has been closed. Epstein Island, access has been closed. Haiti, access closed. North Korea, access closed. China, access closed. Russia, access closed. Cuba, access closed. Sudan, access is pending government agreement and Saudi Arabia, U.S. push. In Syria, access is pending government cooperation. In Yemen, same situation, but Saudi Arabia is helping. In Libya, access is pending. The main port has been closed and there is limited access. And in Somalia, access is pending and Saudi Arabia is helping. So there is your update on the progress they've made on shutting down child and sex trafficking. Q posted this: "For now we see only a reflection in a mirror, then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, and then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known." That's from 1 Corinthians 13. And this second passage is from Ephesians 6. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and, after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints." And Anon posted a link to a Sarah Carter tweet that leads to an article about the resilience of Al-Qaeda in countries like Somalia, Yemen, and South Asia. Q then responded with something of a long post here. I'm going to read Q's post, and then I will give you my answers, which I just kind of wrote in here in this response. So Q asked, "Has intel been shared with our enemies in an effort to warn them against capture and kill?" Yes. I don't believe that our enemies were actually Obama's enemies. "How long did it take to locate and kill Osama bin Laden?" It took way too long once he was located. "How many times did we locate him in the past and stand down orders were given?" That happened quite a lot. "Why did the White House put itself in the middle of every operation?" Because Obama was the middleman between the military and the puppet masters. Obama had to be the one to make the call. He couldn't just give the military orders and let them carry them out. He was being controlled by some powerful people, so he had to put himself in the middle of everything. "Why did President Trump immediately remove the White House from the chain of command military engagement equation?" Because Trump wasn't being controlled by anyone. He simply authorized the generals to do their jobs, and that was it. "How has Trump been able to essentially destroy ISIS within the first year of his presidency, but Hussein could not do it throughout his entire term?" Well, that's pretty obvious. Obama wasn't trying to destroy ISIS. Actually, reports from various people in special ops have said we were aiding and training and equipping members of ISIS, and they knew it. What is John Brennan's background? Muslim by faith. Yes, Wahhabist, which is a sect of Islam. What is Obama's background? When Obama years ago was trying to get a start in politics, he was a community organizer, and he was told by one of his mentors, Jeremiah Wright, "You need to get involved in a church." So he kind of adopted a stance on Christianity because it helped him reach people, helped him connect with Americans, because a lot of Americans are Christians. But throughout the years, I don't think that Obama has really borne a lot of fruit of Christianity. I think he has a lot deeper ties to Islam. What is Valerie Jarrett's background? She is a Muslim. There's a link to a WikiLeaks email. Get to that in a minute. Why was the Hussein administration breaking down the administration by faith? Because, as Q has told us, the Muslim Brotherhood was infiltrating our government. Why was the public sheltered regarding ISIS for so long? Well, they had a covert operation in place that would have been met with harsh opposition by patriots if it was ever discovered. Why was Al-Qaeda deemed to be the primary adversary versus ISIS? I think it was disinformation. Do you believe U.S. intelligence did not know that Osama bin Laden's son was a prominent figure in Al-Qaeda? No, of course they knew. If it was known that Osama bin Laden's son was a prominent figure in Al-Qaeda, why didn't they have any live intel on him or geo-track him to target him? That is because you don't target your allies. Define CIA regional assets. That's exactly what he was. Operation Cyclone, Mujahideen in Afghanistan, and then we've got aiding the anti-Soviet resistance, withdrawal of Soviet troops. The CIA began its support of the anti-Soviet resistance 1979-1980, and had continued for about 10 years when the Soviets withdrew, I think, in around 1989. So Q goes on to write, control of $800 million, control of weapons, control of training. This, the standard way that the CIA operates, and they've been doing this since the 1960s for certain, they find a nation that's being repressed or oppressed by Russia, and they find some resistance fighters. They secure taxpayer money for weapons, logistics, and training. They train and arm the resistance fighters. They recruit locals. War creates casualties and orphans. The orphans are sex trafficked. Some people have their organs trafficked. All creates money. In Central and South America, CIA generally sets up cocaine operations where they skim money off the cocaine production. In Asia, North Korea, Afghanistan, places like that, it's generally opium. I think in Southeast Asia, Thailand, Laos, Cambodia, it was marijuana. Whatever they can grow, they will set up and protect drug operations there. Again, brings in money. The weapons that are brought into the local area due to the military conflict, a lot of those weapons end up being sold off to locals. Again, CIA makes money off of that. War is good business for the CIA. In the next section, the Green Afghan Arabs, Haqqani and Hekmat Yar, Osama bin Laden, critical allies, Haqqani plus Hekmat Yar, and relations with CIA in country, dark to light. The government has been criticized for allowing Pakistan to channel a disproportionate amount of its funding to the controversial Hekmat Yar, who Pakistani officials believed was their man. He was criticized for killing other Mujahideen and attacking civilian populations, including shelling Kabul with American-supplied weapons, causing 2,000 casualties. He was said to be friendly with Osama bin Laden, founder of Al-Qaeda, who was running an operation for assisting Afghan Arab volunteers fighting in Afghanistan. Down below it says the CIA and State Department have been criticized for their direct relationship with Hekmat Yar beyond Pakistani ISI contact, in spite of being one of the leading heroin smugglers of the region. And here's some more information on them. Haqqani and Hekmat Yar were key allies of bin Laden over many years. Haqqani, one of bin Laden's closest associates in the 1980s, received direct cash payments from the CIA agents without the mediation of Pakistani ISI. This independent source of funding gave Haqqani a disproportionate influence over the Mujahideen. He and his network played an important role in the formation and growth of Al-Qaeda, with Haqqani allowing bin Laden to train Mujahideen volunteers in Haqqani territory and build extensive infrastructure there. So when people say that there's a good likelihood that we actually helped fund and start Al-Qaeda, that's what they're talking about. Here's a Washington Post article, The Anatomy of a Victory, CIA's Covert War in Afghanistan, if you want to read that. And this is the email, WikiLeaks email, that Q had posted. And I'm just going to read a little bit of this here. Here are the compiled lists of Asian American and Muslim American candidates for top administration jobs, sub-cabinet jobs, and outside boards and agencies and policy committees. A couple of things to note about the list of Muslim American candidates. In the candidates for top jobs, I excluded those with some Arab American background, but who are not Muslim. An example is George Mitchell. Many Lebanese Americans, for example, are Christian. And of course, if they're Christian, you wouldn't want them in the administration. They were seeking Muslims specifically to put in the administration. So when Q talks about the Muslim Brotherhood infiltrating the administration, this is what he's talking about. They were specifically looking for Muslims that they could bring in to key spots. Speaking of the CIA and Muslims, I believe John Brennan, you can put him in the brackets right now. He has a lot of problems. Q posted a link to a BBC article about the Clinton Foundation's operations in Haiti. If you're interested, you can check out that article. It's just the Clintons in Haiti, what really happened, BBC. One of the Anons responded with this, and Q responded with Jeff Zucker, NBC, CNN. Heart surgery, 10-year issue. Fox News is pure propaganda. That is a famous line from Zucker. He is in the line of fire, Q. We'll have to see what happens to Zucker as things progress. Q posted this. This is a picture of Gloria Vanderbilt with her two sons. And Q asked, is this normal? One of her sons, by the way, is Anderson Cooper. And it's just a Wikipedia history on Gloria Vanderbilt. Anon said, no, that is not anywhere near normal. That picture above her is evil. Q said, symbolism will be their downfall. Focus on her necklace. Bottom charm has significant meaning. Find the match. Red shoes, in quotes, Q. So the Anons began looking. She has this necklace with a lot of charms on it. Q said, the one below the hand. And find the matches, open source. They never thought they would be hunted. When Q says, their symbolism will be their downfall. He's describing how their need to flaunt their symbolism because they feel completely in control will lead to their arrest because they are not in control any longer. So the Anons began looking for this charm right here. And Q said, compare pool of V with painting of kids in pool, red shoes. Decode. Q told the Anons to compare the pool at the Vanderbilt's Biltmore estate with paintings of kids in a pool who are wearing red shoes. Just a little Wikipedia information on the Biltmore estate at the Vanderbilt's. It's the largest house in the country. Actually, I think it's 160,000 square feet. This Anon asked for clarification. Are we looking for Podesta art? Q responded, cross against Podesta. Travel to Rome. Review 2015-2016 pics inside only. One of the Anons came up with this, and Q confirmed, yes, that's one of two pictures. Another Anon found the picture and this picture of these children and put them together. And it looks like the children are in a pool. It's got a tile background. And Q said, confirmed, what do you notice? So then Q said, compare and contrast, 1 = 1. One equals one basically saying, is this a match? Have we found the location of the painting? Is it confirmed? Travel to Rome, charms are very important, Q. One of the Anons found another painting of children sitting in a tile-like background like a pool. And if you notice, they're all wearing red shoes. And they asked, is this the one you're referring to? And Q confirmed that it was. He reposted that. One of the Anons found a match for the charm. It's on this necklace that was for, posted on Pinterest, and I believe it's for sale on eBay, I think. Guatemalan silver charm necklace, 1980s long wedding necklace with milagros, metal beads, cowgirl Southwest, First Peoples, 30 inches plus large coin with charms and pendant. And then it just goes on to describe the pendant and some history and some of the cultural relevance to it. So that is as far as we went with that particular thread. And Q then changes subjects here. This is again going back to the Catholic Church. Q posted a link to a Reddit thread about a Catholic priest slapping a child, an infant, during a, looks like a baptism ceremony. And Q said, "Man of God, see something, say something. People must unite to clean out these old institutions." Here's a link to the video. Is the highest ranking Anon about to create a boom? All right, since July 3rd, people have been trying to figure out who this guy is in this picture that Q posted. I assumed that when Q posted this picture, and people were, had been guessing for weeks, Q was not responding to anyone. I figured, okay, we're just going to have to wait, and Q will at some point give us more information on this picture. On the 16th, Q posted this picture, and it's the same guy. Q asked, "What are shovels used for?" This Anon responded, "Shovels are for digging." And Q, "That is what we Anons are going to do." So they started digging. One of the Anons posted this picture. This is the original picture from July. I believe this is in China, and it's the Western Pacific Kindergarten. And this guy's walking right here, and everyone's been trying to figure out who he was. One of the Anons dug this up, and lo and behold, there's our guy right there. This is a photograph that was actually taken at Tony Podesta's birthday party. I think it was his 60th birthday party, but don't quote me on that. And the Anon says, "Well, hello there. Look at all the red shoes." So Q posted this collage with three links and a bunch of pictures. And there is, yeah, these guys wearing the red shoes. There's Anthony Weiner right there and Tony Podesta's birthday party. And we have three links and Q says nothing to see here. So Q posted this to clarify. Mistake was made in the photo collage. It was posted. Reference to Madeleine McCann was not intended. There is no connection. And then Q said, "Remember, conspiracy friends, LARPs have full access to a full stock of original surveillance photos. Nothing to see here. Fake news, constant attacks. Nothing to see here. Enjoy the show." First link Q posted goes to an application for Andrew Cotters to be a foreign agent on behalf of the Podesta Group. This is the application, and Cotters is this guy right here. And the second link goes to an application for the same guy to represent the European Center for Modern Ukraine on behalf of the Podesta Group. This is the application. The third link goes to a WikiLeaks Podesta email inviting Andrew Cotters to a party hosted by the Podestas. An evening of cooking with John Podesta. At this point, you might want to ask yourself, if you haven't gotten this far yet, what the heck is with these people wearing red boots and red shoes, red clothing, a lot of the guys at that party wearing red ties, and the children in the pool wearing red shoes? Is that a coincidence? Is there some symbolism? What's going on? Q posted a couple more links right here and asked, "Why did the Podesta Group close?" These links go to pages that store files, and I'll just show one of them for you. These are documents that the Podesta Group had on file to represent various foreign nations. And Q asked, "Why did the Podesta Group close?" Well, one problem the Podesta Group had was they did not always file to represent foreign nations in a timely manner. This is an article of Daily Caller about how the Podesta Group did not register in a timely manner to represent a foreign country. The bigger problem for the Podesta group was that they were tied into the dealings of Paul Manafort, which had come under the scrutiny of Robert Mueller over the last year. In October of last year, because people were fearing that the Podesta group was going to be prosecuted, clients began leaving and finding other people to represent them. When their clients left, Tony Podesta couldn't pay the rent anymore. He couldn't pay payroll, so after 30 years of being in the business, he closed up shop. And Twitter broke my thread, so I have to go over here and get the last few posts. The Anons alerted Q to the fact that four planes had to make an emergency landing. This is a Reuters headline: four planes make emergency landings in Chile, Peru, and Argentina due to bomb threats, according to the Chilean Civil Aviation Authority. And Q responded, within a week of the last boom set, what a coincidence, remember Southwest, remember Texas, four, boom, 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 boom. Back in March and April, Q was posting four booms, and they tried to connect Q to the Austin, Texas bomber and a Southwest Airlines incident where an engine failed and it broke a window, and a woman was nearly sucked out of the airplane. She ended up dying in the hospital after the plane landed. And they were trying to set up, make a connection between Q and those booms. One of the Anons posted a link to a BBC hit piece. It's a really bad video mocking Q and the movement. And Q said, "Badge of honor, military grade." Roger that, sir. Q posted a photo of former FBI attorney Lisa Page, which was taken when she visited the UK to help spy on the Trump campaign when Operation Crossfire Hurricane started. And Q said, "The UK has problems." So evidently, that's getting more on the front burner. The Spygate issue with Bruce Orr and Christopher Steele and Peter Strzok and Lisa Page is all coming even more into the mainstream. So we're going to be hearing a lot more news about that. I noticed that the president has been tweeting about that quite a bit. So keep your powder dry and we'll see what happens. Q posted this in response to the Anons, who heard that the military parade that was scheduled for November 11th in Washington, D.C., has been postponed until probably next year. Q said timelines change. Watch the budget. Q. President had this to say about it. The local politicians who run Washington, D.C. run poorly, know a windfall when they see it. When asked to give a price for holding a great celebratory military parade, they wanted a number so ridiculously high that I canceled it. Never let someone hold you up. I will instead attend big parade already scheduled at Andrews Air Force Base on a different date and go to the Paris parade celebrating the end of the war on November 11th. Maybe we'll do something next year in D.C. when the cost comes way down. Now we can buy some more fighter jets.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here. Please disperse. Nothing to see here. Please.
So be encouraged, patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Prairie Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.